You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Thank God I got my voice back, dog.
Yeah, you started to sound a little more than normal.
Just a little bit, yes.
I can understand you today.
Because yesterday, hey, y'all, it was a struggle. I couldn't talk to nobody.
Was yesterday worse than Monday?
Yes, it was, actually. But yesterday after I took my nap, I woke up and I was a little bit better. So
that rest will help.
Yes, it will.
Hope y'all rested up for this parade today,
dog. You telling, dog? And if you ain't down there already, you're running late. Because there are folks already downtown. They camped out last night.
Crazy. You know anybody personally who's camped out?
I think Ray camped out. Ray the Jerk.
Oh, wow. Shout out to
Ray. Because he's down there right now.
What is he doing out there? Entertaining folks already?
Man, who knows, dog?
Right.
Cracking on folks.
Right. That's the person you want to be around if you got to be down there all day. Shout out to Ray.
Yeah. Theo from the station, he's down there, and he's doing a live. Hopping on 3 Jams is live right now at the parade.
Are you waving at him?
No. I was using my hands.
I was going to say, it's like, look like you're waving to him right now.
But there's tons of people right now at Union Station, which will hold the rally afterwards. The parade will begin at 11:30 a.m. at 6th Street, and it will head south on Grand Boulevard through downtown and past the Sprint Center. They're going to have family reunification centers down there, nice. So in case you lose your kids or your kids lose contact with you, you can link up there with them. I heard they're going to have like 700 porta-potties down there.
After what happened with the Royals, they better.
Oh, Lord. Don't
lines
remind me.
Super dumb long.
And Rock KC will operate free parade shuttles at 5 locations, but riders will need to walk to their final destination because the pickup and drop-off areas
are it might actually be the move.
Yeah, they're about a mile from Union Station. Yeah. The first shuttles will leave at 7 a.m. And will continue to 11 a.m.
I heard the shuttles right now might be the best move. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
KC Streetcar will suspend its service before and during the parade, so you don't plan on jumping on one of them. It's going to be a lot of people down there. I think they're expecting 1.2 million. Woo! I think it'll be a little bit more than that, honestly. I think it'll be more closer to 2 million. No, seriously. This is a regional thing. This isn't just for Kansas City.
Yeah.
This is for Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Arkansas, Oklahoma.
I got folks from Wichita coming up here today.
Yeah. Oh, they're coming. They're coming in droves, too. So, and another thing. Be safe down there at the parade, y'all, please.
Don't do
okay.
That stupid, yeah.
Seriously, we are the national, almost the global spotlight.
This will be on ESPN.
It's on
It'll
us today.
Be on everything, I'm sure. Yeah.
So I'm not saying that we have the propensity to act up. Yeah. I'm just saying,
let's show them how we do it here in KC.
Let's represent the town in a beautiful way. All right, that's all I'm saying.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is now 6:23, currently 29 out of Lee. What's going on, B?
Ray got you stumbling too, huh?
Boy.
It's
sleep
all
too.
Good. So Ari Lennox is wilding out, dog. She went on Instagram Live and discussed one of her best sexual encounters, and she revealed that it was with a celebrity that she chose not to name, but said that she was willing to risk it all for him.
I was damn near willing to just let him talk to me crazy because that was out of this world. Like, yes, daddy, yes. Okay. I was literally willing to ruin my career. If this ever came out, who it was, you would be like, do you know what Google says? Yes, I do. But I also know what that said.
Whoa.
Spoke life into me, invigoration, blessings, soul, turmoil, but heaven, Jesus, Allah, sorry, please God, understand, this is just my truth. You blessed him with it, he blessed me with it.
Boy, hypnotized.
The sweetest woman in the world can be the meanest woman in the world. If you make her that way.
That's what the celebrity friend did?
Hey, man, it's a thin line between love and hate, dog.
Boy. She said she was going to risk it all, dog.
Hey, dog. Hey. That's all I'm saying. Thank you, H-Town. G.I. Shazam, Dino. But, you know, wow. Hey. Get it how you live. Wow. I get it. Get it how you live.
You know, he can still get it right now, apparently, whoever this dude is. I don't know nothing
about
that
life. I guess, ladies,
if you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Let's see. Let's moving on. In an interview with Vlad TV, Nick Cannon revealed that when he was married to Mariah Carey, he flew to Detroit to fight Eminem over the things that he said about Mariah Carey. I don't remember none of this. Do you remember any of this?
I don't remember him flying to Detroit.
I went to Detroit. You don't live in Detroit. Now you don't live nowhere near 7 to 8 miles. He lives in Michigan.
In a mansion somewhere.
Yeah, which, and rightly so. You're supposed to come up.
Of course.
But, you know, and then I believe it was the BET Awards. And like I said, again, at the time, I was managed by Chris Lighty. So it was musically at the time. So was Mariah. And we know this. Chris was managing 50. He was talking to Paul all the time. So there's a lot of conversation going on. And this is, again, this is a decade ago. Over a decade ago. And everybody knew how serious I was. Like, I was there to defend my wife. I ain't gonna f*** about no lyrics. Like, you said some disrespectful f*** about my wife, and I'm going to beat your ass. That was my mentality in 2009, 10, 8, whatever year that was.
And he's still holding on to it. You know, I get it, man. That was your wife. You don't cross those lines, in my opinion.
So why are you trying to fight him in 2020, bro? Why is Johnny Quest out here trying to fight Eminem in 2020, bro?
He's looking for vengeance, dog.
You ain't married to Mariah now.
that don't matter. He feel disrespected now.
Then why didn't you handle that 10 years ago?
He
why
tried
you over
to.
Here reminiscing about it? You should have handled it. He wasn't trying
Nick Cannon,
to handle
it. Nick Cannon ain't no goon, dog.
He was
dog.
Not trying to fight nobody
you think
in no
Nick,
Detroit.
You think Nick Cannon have been in a fight before? He don't know how this protocol goes.
Oh, man. Come on, man. I thought he was all gangster out there on Wildin' Out, dog.
Yeah, all right.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Why you mad, though?
Hey, this is Otis
Willoughby. What up, Otis?
What's up, man?
Anybody come to see you, Otis?
That's what I was waiting for.
What, Otis?
I'm rich, I'm good, sitting in my Lincoln, I'm chilling like a villain.
Sound like you already at the parade, turned up.
Nah, I ain't there yet, so I got to change clothes.
Well, who driving, though?
Oh, Yolanda.
Yeah, because you don't sound like you in no condition to drive down there, dog.
I want to get a shout out to her, too.
Otis got French tips with a cane. He about to be walking down Grand Street today, choosing.
Otis got a flip phone. Otis, listen, if you headed down to the parade, dog, just be safe, turn up, but do it safely, all right?
He owned that hen, dog.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All right, so if you're listening to the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine, you already know the past week we've had this bet with this radio station in San Francisco from the Super Bowl. So our good friends at KBLX wanted to bet us if the Chiefs won, or if the 49ers won, we'll say that, then Shay and I would have had to wear 49ers gear and make a video and walk down 18th and Vine, and we would have sent them barbecue.
Oh, wow.
Well, we already know what happened, and we don't have to do that. So, Play, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and open up this line real quick. Okay, let me open up the phone. And let's dial the number to our good friends at KBLX and see how they doing in San Francisco so we can collect on our bet.
All righty.
Let's do that. Okay, here we go.
All right, let's do it.
Hello.
Pat Mahomie. The San Francisco tree.
We got to deal with this now.
What up, 2.9?
KBL, let's get it cracking. Come on.
Yes, operator, we do accept the charges on this call.
This is the last thing I need right now.
Kansas City, yes. Good morning.
Well,
this is the last thing I need. Yeah, we accept the charges on this collect call. Good morning. Just this one time, though.
Hey, good morning to my beautiful people in San Francisco. This is your big homie, Brian B. Shining, a.k.a. Bob. We had a boy, a.k.a. Patrick is my homie, a.k.a. home of the Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl champions.
Hey, man. Hey,
Well, I do. I got to tip my cap to the Chiefs, though, man. Mahomes is a beast. Don't
no,
tip
not.
Your cap. Mahomes
oh,
is a beast, man.
Whatever.
He's an animal.
Just go put your jersey on, Rudy.
He's phenomenal, man.
Bye.
Well, you know, I want to give props to the 49ers, too. You definitely were a formidable opponent. And Nick Bosa, even though, you know, he likes 45 and everything, it's cool. you know, he's a fantastic player. I'll say that. But your man's Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, he got to go. Y'all better go get Tom Brady.
Hey, well, we heard he's available. Hey, y'all won fair and square. So we just caught 4 crabs that got the coronavirus.
Right. Oh, really?
Right down to y'all. We dipped them right in the virus.
Right. Well, we don't need none of that now. We already know San Francisco's a little tainted, and we know they all a little blue. But don't pass that over to us. Why would you want to do that?
Now, we're going to send y'all, man, some of the best seafood from the Bay Area. And, of course, we will be making that video. Well, we'll be wearing the Chiefs jersey.
Why did I agree to this, Tony?
This ain't going to do nothing but upgrade you all. That's all it's going to do. We just want to make it better, okay? But for real, though, shout out to San Francisco. I went there this past year to check out the Raiders game. Beautiful city, one of the most beautiful cities I ever went to. And shout out to the good folks at KBLX. Thank you all so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Yep. Hey, y'all. Nice. Hey, we got to give it up. Shay and Sean, Hot 103 Jams in Kansas City. You guys did it, man. You guys are the champions.
Seriously.
And we will honor our bet to the fullest, man. We're going to send you the food. We're going to do the video.
And let me tell you something.
Congratulations.
You better take care of that quarterback, because as soon as he becomes a free agent, you know, the Niners will be out there looking for somebody.
And let me tell you something. Patrick Mahomes will never be a free agent. His $200 million contract is coming in about 60 days.
Believe me, that man is dying in Kansas City, okay? They ain't letting him go nowhere, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you all.
We appreciate you guys. May all of you get a mosquito bite in a place you can't scratch.
Oh, Lord. Well, if we can't reach it, we'll just reach it with the Lombardi trophy we just got.
That's how you treat the trophy, huh?
Ouch. Jeez, Kingdom, baby. Y'all have a good one.
All right, have a great one, y'all.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Everybody knows it's been 50 years since we've won the Super Bowl. And growing up in Kansas City play, the Chiefs have always been not the center of my life, but there's a lot of things that's the center of my life. My family, my faith in God, and then, well, it's God first, then family, then the Chiefs, right? So some of the fondest memories I've had in my life have came from the Chiefs.
Okay.
Sitting down watching it with my daddy, my second mama, and my little brother. You know, it was something that always brought us together, something that unified us. We could stop the arguing. We could not think about school. We could not think about bills being paid or none of that. You know, when the Chiefs were on, it was just always a source of happiness. And I remember one of the games that really brought me a lot of happiness. I was 12 years old in the 1997 season, and we were playing the Raiders on Monday Night Football.
Okay.
And Elvis Gerback, we were down. Elvis Gerback threw a 35-yard touchdown pass to Andre Rison to seal the deal for the game winner. And I remember my daddy, he was on the floor. He was just being so excited, and he was yelling and screaming. I was up past my bedtime because I had to go to sleep at 9 o'clock. And, of course, the game was on at like 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. So I brought that to your attention because I want to ask the town, I want to ask Kansas City, what is some of your favorite Chiefs memories with you and your family? Because football is family play.
Football is family.
It definitely is. That's the question we want to ask Kansas City. Hit us up, 816-576-7103. I'm opening up the phone lines to see, so you can tell us, be as emotional or as creative as you want, the best memories you have of Chiefs football with your family.
Now it's time for the Sheen.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
South 721, currently 29 in Ruskin Heights. What's going on, B?
We got to wish a couple of our celebrity friends some happy birthdays. Tim Meadows, actor from Saturday Night Live. And ladies, man, you remember him?
Oh, yes.
Hello, ladies.
You don't want to try that, Dewey.
He turns 59 today. Hank Aaron, the King of Swing, Hall of Famer.
My home run king.
Turns 86 today. Kevin Gates, One of the most interesting interviews I've ever done in my life.
Okay.
He turns 34 today, and one of my favorite superstars of all time, the undisputed king of R&B, Bobby Brown. Hey, girl. Come on. Hey. Song is I be giving my love to you. Hey. You should be giving me your love too. The king of R&B, not Jacquees, Bobby Brown. He turns 51 today.
Don't be cruel.
Hey!
Cause I would never be that cruel to you.
Oh.
I know, oh.
And also, it is a special day for me personally because it is my mama's birthday. Happy birthday, mama. Hey. I love you. You are the queen of my life. And happy birthday to everybody else born on February 5th. So, play. Cardi B and Quality Control CEO P. Thomas took to social media yesterday to address the controversy around his annual $1 million bowl. Video service on social media, celebrities and athletes throwing allegedly up to $1 million in cash. Another video showed dancers fighting and attendees trying to steal money and accounts from several women who claimed they were not paid what they were owed for dancing. And the Shade Room shared a photo of what appeared to be some of the dancers' contracts was stated money can only be picked up by club employees. Girls are not paid from that money. All go-go dancers are paid a fee. So, yeah. You know, Cardi, she used to, you know, strip. Here's what she had to say about it.
If you a and you was gonna steal money from the floor, if you ugly as hell and you couldn't work, go get your cousin to work instead of stealing money. And if you a and you got on the floor to steal money off these girls, a lot of these strippers are moms. A lot of these strippers came here like hype, trying to dance and but y'all to steal money off the floor, you automatically to me have a like if you steal money off the floor, you got a or your dick is little.
What?
Yeah,
ow.
You gotta expect things like that to happen and something like that, right?
If it's over $1 million, yeah.
Dudes down there stealing money.
Yeah, that's
women
bad.
Down
that's
there.
Bad, though. You can't do that, though. That's how they work.
What's good?
I totally agree with that. Yeah. Where did they have it at, by the way? I mean, it was in Miami. Who knows? I'm assuming
it was
in
Atlanta.
Oh, it was in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have to come up with rules and regulations for these stripper bowls.
Speaking of Atlanta, Future 17-year-old son was arrested late last month for gang activity and guns play. He is now facing major prison time. According to sources, Jacoby Wilborn was arrested on charges including criminal gang activity, criminal trespass, and an altered ID of a firearm. The altered ID of a firearm charge is because Jacoby was allegedly found in possession of a gun with the serial number scratched off. Although Jacoby is still a teenager, Georgia state law considers 17-year-olds as adults. Ooh. And if he's convicted, he faces 5 to 20 years in prison on a gang activity Ooh. Charge alone.
Ooh. I didn't know he had a 17-year-old son.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. Future got to get him right, though. That's what fathers are for. Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to. He really ain't doing a lot of fathering.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Super Tour is canceled today, but it will resume tomorrow. And, of course, the Carter Broadcast Group offices are closed today as well. So if you're trying to pick up something, don't come to here. Go to the parade.
Not today.
Speaking of the parade, it's set to begin at 11:30, but it's already cracking down there.
Shout out to the boy Kevin Holmes looking at his Twitter right now. Union Station looks dumb right now.
Yeah. I'm seeing so many pictures and videos already of Union Station already jam-packed. So if you just now heading down there, I don't know what to tell you.
Good luck.
So on this day that we celebrate our Chiefs winning the Super Bowl in 50 years, I want to, you know, dig in the archives of your mind, of your memories, and try to dig up those memories of your family, because football is family. It's something that definitely brought my family close together. Some of my happiest times in my life were watching the Chiefs with my daddy and my little brother.
Yeah. And then, of course, I mean, everybody's... This is probably the biggest football town I've probably been in.
Mm.
like, seriously, y'all are really about the Chiefs throughout this whole city with the tailgating.
Oh, yeah.
With the stadium being packed, good or bad, lately. And it's amazing, dog. Yeah. It really is. And to see what's going to happen today, we're going to feel the effects of the real Chiefs Kingdom today, just seeing what's going down there. And people with their families will be down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, kids and everything. Grandmas, everybody is celebrating today. It's like a, like you say, it's a big old family reunion it's going to look like today, probably.
So today we want to open up the phone lines for you, Kansas City, to tell us, what are some of your favorite memories with the Chiefs and your family? Good morning.
Okay, well, first I want to start by saying today is my son's 10th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Canceled school. Thank you. So we're headed down to take him for a birthday he'll never forget.
Mm.
This year, getting to go to the Minnesota game with my husband, who is a Minnesota fan, and I am a diehard Chiefs fan. So I got seats. We were four rows up from the end zone, right there, just perfect seating, and to beat the Vikings at home with my husband wearing all purple was one of the best moments I've ever had at a live game.
Yes.
It was amazing. That game was great. People thought we were going to lose, and we come back and win like we've done all of our games this playoff season.
Yeah.
But yes, to be four rows up with your husband on the opposite colors is great.
What's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Hey, what's your son's name?
Jordan. It's his 10th birthday.
Happy birthday, Jordan, and have fun out there. Don't go too hard at the parade today.
Thank you. Be safe.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is already cracking for our parade down there at Union Station in downtown. They're lined up from 6th Street all the way up to Union Station. That's the route of the parade. It's going to go down grand, and it starts at 11:30. But according to the videos and pictures that I've seen on Twitter and Facebook, already on 10.
Wow. Please keep your family friendly out there.
Yes, seriously, yes.
Bring snacks.
And they are against public intoxication. I'm just saying. Pass that along.
If they see it,
yeah,
it might got to go.
So today we want to reflect on some of the best memories that we've had with the Chiefs, with your families. I know that's something that really brought my family together. You know, people be making fun of me in my videos that I posted after the postseason wins.
Oh, you be crying after the games? Yeah.
Man, because it's like my daddy's no longer here with me. He passed away in 2006. And that was one of the main focal points of our happiness, bringing us together, was not only me playing football and us watching football is the thing that really stands out with the memories that I have of my daddy and my brothers. Mm. So today, you know, Kansas City, just want to reflect on some of the good times, or if you've had some bad times, you can share those too. Good morning.
The hit on Christian McCoy by Steve Atwater.
Not that. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, no,
come
man.
On, man. Why you gotta do that?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I love the Chiefs and I love what they did. You know what I mean? I hate the Chiefs just for the sake of argument because everybody love them. You know what I mean? But I'm proud of them. Thanks to Mahomes. I love the little boy. The little boy brings a lot of attitude to this city. And he doesn't. He's going to be around a long time.
Wait a minute. So you a Broncos fan?
No. Anybody that plays the Chiefs that can beat them, that's who I like. You want to have a Chief hater? I'm the number one Chief hater in Kansas City.
Oh, hell. Hey, let me cut this off right now. Kansas City, don't be this guy right here.
Don't be that guy,
okay? Not today. Matter of fact, yes.
Hey,
may I help you?
Hey, man. Yeah. And I walk out here by myself, and I don't get aid.
Okay.
I
tell you what. Okay. Oh, I will. And I want you to. I want you to talk to somebody. I want you to talk to my dog named Tone.
Man, this is some bullshit. Boo this man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
If you are not already headed downtown or downtown right now, you're a little late.
Traffic's looking light just looking out the window out here,
yeah, bro. Traffic's light because Ain't nobody going to work. Ain't nobody going to school. Everybody's converging to downtown Kansas City. And a lot of folks are with their families play. And, you know, football is family. That's one thing that you share with your family. Some happy memories, some bad memories.
Yeah.
I know me personally, I got both. I got a lot of both, especially in these 50 years that we haven't won a Super Bowl. So, you know. We open up the phone lines.
We talking good today. We talking good memories today.
We talking good, not the hater that we had last hour. Talking about the Christian Okoye. And I can't believe that dude called in and said that. So without further ado, we want to open up the phone lines for you, Kansas City, so you can express some of the traditions and things that brought your family together with the Chiefs over the past several years. Good morning.
My family gets together every Sunday for football. We eat, we laugh, we cry, we have a nice time. People have been talking stuff to me all season, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my favorite memory of the Chiefs season, any season, but this season right here. Because everybody laugh, joke, have stuff to say, and look at them now.
I know that's right. We on top of the world, and they are looking up at us because we are the kings of football right now. What's your name?
My name is Tanya. I'm from Kansas.
Thank you, Tanya.
Hey, and Kansas got to go out there and support the Chiefs, too.
Hey,
how about
Kansas?
That?
Y'all invited.
I'm on my way, y'all. See y'all there.
Have a good one.
You too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is now 8:21, 28 in Grandview. B, what's good?
It's cold outside. That's what I heard.
Oh.
Speaking of cold, Ari Lennox, she went on Instagram Live and was wilding out play. She discussed one of her best sexual encounters. She revealed that it was a celebrity that she chose not to name, but said that she was willing to risk it all for him.
I was damn near willing to just let him talk to me crazy because that was out of this world.
Mm.
Like, yes, daddy, yes. Okay. I was literally willing to ruin my career. If this ever came out, who it was, you would be like, do you know what Google says? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I also know what that said. Spoke life into me, invigoration, blessings, soul, turmoil, but heaven, Jesus, Allah, sorry, please God, understand, this is just my truth. You blessed him with it, he blessed me with it.
You know she was stalking him for a week or two.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Ari Lennox look good too, boy.
You have a girl hit you like 2 or 3 weeks after you messed around.
I don't know what you're talking about, dog.
And you try to break it off like, I'm cool. And she's stalking you like, man, what's good?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
My God, she's something special. I'm just going to leave it at that. She is sensational.
Yes, she is. So, Lil Wayne was on a recent episode of Drink Champs, right? And during the episode, he was talking to Nori about his beef with Pusha T and how he didn't even know that they had an issue.
I don't know where this relationship went wrong.
I don't either, bro.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, I don't know. I just found out, like, you know, it was like one of them, you ever see when an athlete get traded and don't know, and he get told during the press conference,
and he's like lost.
So how do you feel that they trade that Houston just traded you to Kansas City?
Like, you go looking at the agent, like, what are you talking about? Like, excuse me, one second, go cut the commercial real fast, come back and have a proper answer. So now that I spoke to my agent,
I was like, man, he was like, yeah, man, you know, what you gonna do? What you gonna come back at Push? I'm like, what you mean? I'm like, I'd love to do a song with him. He was like, nah, you know, he dissing you now.
Wow. I didn't even, like.
I thought he knew.
I thought they was cool because they made what happened to that boy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Lil Wayne wasn't on it, but it was Birdman.
Right.
And that was way back in the day. And if you realize, we were cheated out one of the best collaborations that we could have had in the 2000s. Which was Lil Wayne and Pharrell. They never did a song with each other. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah, because of that beef. Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
Oh, that's what you were waiting on? Lil Wayne and Pharrell?
Well, yeah, and like 2006 when I was like 20 or 21. You know, not now. You know, it's probably too late for all that.
I was waiting on that premiere. DJ Premier Lil Wayne collab.
According to sources, a Los Angeles judge has ordered Tierra Marie to pay 50 Cent an additional $5,000 in their ongoing court battle. The court also ordered that the reality star is required to hand over financial records to 50 in an effort to help him collect on the $30,000 she already owes him in attorney fees. 50 Cent filed documents earlier this month accusing Tierra Marie of refusing to turn over her bank records or details of her VH1 paychecks.
She said, I'll pay your monkey what I feel like it.
Yeah, all right. Until you in court again trying to pay some more fees, then what you gonna do?
Man, Mona can't pay that for her?
Hell no.
Come on, help a sister out.
I mean, is she really like a key figure on that show?
She's been on that show since it's in whatever it started. She's been on...
For $40?
That's how I feel though, 50. You on her head. Tough.
$40.
Yeah.
You are a hater.
$5, Buster. That's my though.
$5, Buster.
There it is.
No, she ain't got it.
Making that real money.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Big Dusty.
What up, though? What's good?
Man, nothing on my way to the parade.
All right, you ready to get your King R&B on? You ready to play That's My Jam?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, go ahead, B. Kick those ballistic.
I like to run my fingers through your hair. So come on and stay with me all night.
I want to rock with you, baby.
Uh-huh.
All night long. I want to roll with you, baby. The feeling so strong. Rock and roll and roll and rock.
Make your sweet love and never stop.
Smoking, rock.
To the Photograph, it's our special advance screening, and you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 on Friday in cold cash, all right?
I won. Give me my money.
Oh, you won it today. You got to wait on Friday, my brother. Tell that station number one for hip-hop and R&B and saluting the Chiefs.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City. He's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jazz.
More money, more money, more.